Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. You'll see in your bulletins that when we come to the offertory, that the offertory is tonight supports the Church of Jerusalem and the surrounding areas. And as you know, they need our support this year. We heard the story from Luke on Sunday. Today we hear it from John. In two views, we have crucified before us the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The liturgy on Sunday encapsulated the whole of Holy Week, but we carried palms on Sunday, not a cross. We reenacted the triumphal entry then. Today we reenact the Passion. And we reenact it, we live it again, so that the saving work of Jesus Christ can work its way all the way down to our bones. Fittingly, then, the liturgy we engage in tonight invites full participation as we watch and mourn. We began with solemn silence. We knelt, we prayed. Then we heard the scripture, setting the stage for the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby God has given us life and salvation. We participated in the Passion Gospel, taking on the role of the crowd, shouting, "Crucify, crucify." We hear of his death. We share the sorrow of his mother. We remember the Baptist crying in the wilderness, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." What can we do now but pause and reflect? We take a deep breath. We prepare for what's next. And what is next after Jesus dies for the sin of the world? What is the only fitting response of his body, the church? Prayer. John 3:16 says that God loves the world so much that he sends his Son. In the solemn collects, which we will pray next, we participate in that love for the world, asking God's protection and peace for everyone, everywhere, according to their needs. From the cross, Jesus prayed for us. And at the foot of the cross, we, his body, pray for the world, asking that Jesus' victory work its way through the dough of the world, leaving nothing untouched by his love. Why? Because the things that have been cast down are being raised up. Because the things which have grown old are being made new. Because all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made. How is that happening? It starts today. Jesus died. Jesus died on a cross. Jesus gave himself willingly to a death designed to erase him from history. He is the thing that was cast down. He is the thing that grew old. Here then, on this day, we venerate the cross. We venerate the weapon of shameful death upon which the King of Glory died. We venerate the cruel, barren wood. We venerate the tool that God uses to flip over the world, raising up, making new. And while venerating the cross, we are drawn straight down into its paradox. On the one hand, we stand under the cross's condemnation. Remember, it's no accident that we shout, "Crucify, crucify," in the reading just moments ago. We come to a point in the service called the reproaches, and the reproaches bring this point home. Jesus himself speaks to us his body from the cross. Jesus himself reminds us of our great responsibility. Jesus himself reminds us of our failure to love. We can never, ever make those who crucified Jesus them. Those who crucified Jesus are us. We are them. We all stand at the foot of the cross, condemned. And yet also. At the foot of the cross, we are condemned, and yet also we are saved. We come to the altar on this day of remembrance, confess our sins, and take communion. In the deep mystery of the Eucharist, in the deeper mystery of Good Friday, God unites us to Jesus in his suffering. As St. Paul says, we are in Christ. We are in Christ in such a way that when Jesus died, we died and are now hidden with Christ in God. Who will rescue us from this body of death? Paul asks, and he responds, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Everything old has been put away. Behold, the new has come. In Jesus Christ, in this death, is the seed of the new creation. This is where forgiveness happens. This is where the mystery of our new life in God begins. So we stand at the foot of the cross. We are condemned and we are forgiven. We are saved. We are fed. We are sent. Sent to give. Sent to live. Sent to love. We work the cross all the way down to our spiritual bones. We offer Jesus' prayer to the Father. We stand condemned and forgiven at the foot of the cross so that we can go from this place to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And in the light of the grace, we here embrace, no matter how far it is above and beyond our comprehension. In the light of this grace, sisters and brothers, it, to use the language of Rite One, it is meet and right and our bounden duty to offer this remembrance tonight. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.